Now, from our KSRM studios on K Beach Road, this is This Week on the Kenai, where the KSRM News Department recaps the largest issues from the week that was. With the top stories from Monday, here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
National Weather Service reports that based on rising river levels and satellite observations, the Snow Glacier Dammed Lake has begun to release. Water levels on the river just upstream of Kenai Lake have risen 3 feet over the last week. National Weather Service in Anchorage reports to KSRM on the potential for rising water levels.
Based on satellite imagery over the last couple days, we have noticed that the Snow Glacier Dam Lake has begun to release. Water levels on the Snow River are starting to rise. We're at 9.7 feet. We're expecting about another 2 to 3 feet of increased water level along the Snow River today through tomorrow. That will eventually go downstream to the Kenai Lake and then to the Kenai River to Skelak Lake, where we're expecting maybe about another 1 to 2 feet rise from their current levels. Right now, we are not expecting any of the rivers or lakes to reach flood stage, but of course, there's always some uncertainty with the amount of release. So we're just asking residents in the area to just monitor local conditions and just take preparations for rising water levels.
Typically, the Snow Glacier Dammed Lake releases every other year. With the last release in 2019, a release this fall is unexpected.
We've noticed that the Snow Glacial Dammed Lake usually releases on the order of every 2 years, with the last release in 2019 and the previous release before that back in 2017. So it is unusual to see this occur again in 2020, but this is not typical to be an annual thing, so this is a little bit unusual, but the time of year is not unusual. We usually expect this to happen sometime between August and December, so right around that fall, early winter time. So time of year, not unusual, but the fact that it is occurring this year when we just had a release last year is unusual.
At this time, water levels aren't expected to reach flood stage, but there is always the uncertainty with glacial dammed lake releases. Residents near the Snow River and living around Kenai Lake should monitor local conditions and prepare for rising water levels in case. More information at RadioKenai.com.
Governor Mike Dunleavy's chief of staff and the two top legislative leaders traded letters on Friday over whether the legislature should call itself into a special session to extend Alaska's public health emergency disaster declaration. A law extended the governor's original declaration until November 15th. Healthcare and municipal organizations recently urged another extension, saying the declaration is needed to allow them to better respond to the pandemic. Dunleavy's chief of staff Ben Stevens wrote Senate President Kathy Geisel and House Speaker Bryce Edgman asking whether they've polled legislators over whether they want to convene for a special session. Under state law, two-thirds of the legislature, or 40 members, must agree for the body to call itself into a special session. Stevens asked for them to respond by Wednesday if the legislature intends to convene itself in special session to extend the emergency declaration.
Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.